the exchange comes. And that's the key. One of the things that Judy and I as parents and friends have desired to work on is a program that teaches our children and our parents about their learning intelligences. Mm-hmm. Where what you don't learn or can rely on the school district or the classroom to teach, you can train yourself if you know the identifying properties and develop an intelligence of one knowing what they can and cannot do. Some people learn visually, some people learn kinetically, and it's important to know those things that will direct you into the kind of teacher you have, the kind of class that you get, the kind of the subject that you have. So okay. All those things.
Okay, Judy,
I think that
comment?
You know, education traditionally has been geared towards those students that are in what we call the middle of the bell curve, and all of the students do not fit in the middle of the bell curve. In fact, many of them do not. And this is why Tony and I are constantly always discussing that once you understand whether a student is a visual learner or an auditory learner or a kinesthetic learner, and then you learn what type of intelligence they have. Do they have spatial intelligence, or do they have music intelligence and so forth? And when they learn to accept their strengths and stop seeing themselves as a failure, mm-hmm. you know, and when we take education and gear it towards their learning styles, and we do what's called differentiated instruction, then I think that's when we're going to see education really take off.
Take off and change. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Tony Roth, for the lumpy. Okay, now at this